Dr. No by Ian Fleming. Chapter 1. Hear You Loud and Clear. Punctually at 6 o'clock, the sun set with a last yellow flash behind the blue mountains, a wave of violet shadow poured down Richmond Road, and the crickets and tree frogs in the fine gardens began to zing and tinkle. Apart from the background noise of the insects, the wide, empty street was quiet. The wealthy owners of the big, withdrawn houses, the bank managers, company directors, and top civil servants, had been home since 5 o'clock, and they would be discussing the day with their wives, or taking a shower and changing their clothes. In half an hour the street would come to life again with the cocktail traffic, but now this very superior half-mile of Rich Road, as it was known to the tradesmen of Kingston, held nothing but the suspense of an empty stage, and the heavy perfume of night-scented jasmine. Richmond Road is the best road in all Jamaica. It is Jamaica's Park Avenue, its Kensington Palace Gardens, its Avenue Diana. The best people live in its big, old-fashioned houses, each in an acre or two of beautiful lawn set too trimly with the finest trees and flowers from the botanical gardens at Hope. The long, straight road is cool and quiet and withdrawn from the hot, vulgar sprawl of Kingston, where its residents earn their money. And on the other side of the T-intersection at its top lie the grounds of King's House, where the governor and commander-in-chief of Jamaica lives with his family. In Jamaica, no road could have a finer ending. On the eastern corner of the top intersection stands Number 1 Richmond Road, a substantial two-story house with broad white-painted verandas running round both floors. From the road, a gravel path leads up to the pillared entrance through wide lawns.